I'll get some expert advice on this, but it seems a deal has been done for Stephen Milne. It's most unlikely he'll go to jail. Now, I don't know a deal has been done, but I can tell you how these things can work. The prosecutors would have a look at the case and they say, look, we'll be struggling to get a rape conviction. They talk to the defence and say, we'll drop rape if you plead guilty to sexual assault. And then we won't argue for jail time. That's what can happen. That's what's likely to happen. The judge isn't part of it. The judge doesn't have to go along with it. Although this judge has indicated that already that in the Milne case, a fine might be appropriate. But that's up to the judge. But in court yesterday, Milne's lawyers were arguing that he should not get a conviction. They weren't even thinking jail time. In my view, he should get a conviction. And I'd like to see some serious punishment. Perhaps brief jail time. That's what I'd like to see. But I doubt it'll happen. That is up to the judge. That is up to the judge. But you know what really frustrates me is that after 10 years, he pleads guilty. After 10 years. If he was guilty now, he was guilty 10 years ago. And he's put everybody through this painful 10 years. The victim remains the most important person here. I'm sure if there was a deal done, she was consulted by the prosecution. But don't forget her. And something simple, she said no. It's that simple. No means no. She said no. Even the defence admits that. Regardless of what went before, she said no. Milne is guilty of sexually assaulting her. He is guilty also, I believe, of aggravating her pain for 10 years, and that deserves serious punishment. And as to Nick Riewoldt and Lenny Hayes both turning up in court to support Milne, I think they need to grow up a bit and understand there are things in the world more important than football loyalty.